95.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Tuesday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends get to give their opinion on sports. I am Peter, your host, joined by my amazing co-host, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I am doing amazing. It is always nice getting to sit in the chair and talk about sports with you guys. And we have an action-packed one this week, and I think we just started off how we always do. Andrew, can you give us a look at the Trojan sports for this week?
Yes, so yesterday we had golf at Queenstown for the District 7 Championships. Today we have volleyball at Pocomoke. Tomorrow we have cross country at Cambridge South Dorchester for the Bayside Championships meet. And we also have boys soccer at Colonel Richardson for their regional quarterfinal match. On Thursday we have football at Colonel Richardson, field hockey at Bow Manor for their regional semifinal game, and we also have girls soccer home versus North Dorchester for their regional quarterfinal game.
Thank you, Andrew. And yeah, like Andrew was saying, they're all regional games, or like cross country has their Bayside Championships, so a lot of big games going on this week. It is now in the do or die situation of the season where it's either you win or you get sent home. So best of luck to all the Trojan teams out there. Hopefully we can all bring a regional championship home. But we'll switch it over from or Trojan sports to get a look at the NFL, and I'm going to start it off so Andrew can't with the Thursday night football game that was rough to watch for me as a Steelers fan. We played the Bengals. It wasn't great. I think our defense hasn't been awesome this season. Giving up 33 points isn't what we usually do. This Bengals team is high-powered offense, but without Joe Burrow, there's no reason they should be able to put up 33. It was a rough game to watch. We took the loss 33-31, but you know, we'll bounce back next week.
A Philadelphia Eagles team that has taken back-to-back losses against the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants was looking to redeem themselves on Sunday when they traveled to Minnesota to face off against the Vikings, and the Eagles put up a solid performance and were able to get back on the winning track to improve to 5-2 on the season. The final score of that one was 28-22.
And then we also had a game that probably not many people watched, but I'm going to mention it because we have a lot of Baltimore listeners, and this is a team that you should look out for next week coming off of the bye when Lamar Jackson is coming back. We had the Bears taking on the Saints, and I said last week that the Saints needed this one to try and revive any hope left within their season. It just didn't seem like they had it this week. It was a rough game for them. This Bears team has been on a pretty good streak recently, going 4-2 so far on the season with this win. And I think it was just, you know, the Bears' dominant second quarter going into the half and the Saints not able to respond. But I think this is a team that, you know, Ravens fans should actually look out for, because I think it's going to be a lot closer of a game than people think. You know, the Ravens are getting Lamar Jackson back, but they are still down a lot of injuries, so I think it'll be an exciting game. We can see how Lamar Jackson's able to bounce back coming off of an injury, but I think it will be an exciting one next week.
A Denver Broncos team that has made a lot of comebacks this season continues that comeback trend on Sunday when they were home against the New York Giants. They were down 19-0 in the fourth quarter. Many fans had left, but they sparked a big comeback and they were able to get a 1-point victory over the Giants. The final score of that one was 33-32.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy scoring 33 points in a fourth quarter. As a team, defensive coordinator was probably not too happy with that one. But I think a game that me and Andrew were definitely extremely excited for last night on Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers took on the Lions, two teams that have been hot recently, looking to make a statement within their respective divisions and hoping to get a Super Bowl playoff opportunity and really go to the Super Bowl. Both teams have been amazing this season, but it kind of shows that the Lions were able to be the better team. They were at home, so maybe the home field advantage in the crowd helped them out a lot. But Jared Goff throwing for 250 yards was just enough to etch out a win for this Lions team, as they didn't give up a touchdown all game and won the game 24-9.
The other Monday night football game last night was between the Houston Texans and the Seattle Seahawks. Two teams that are the Seattle Seahawks have been putting together a great season. The Texans, not so much. They've been pretty dominant the past couple years, but they have sort of fallen off this season, and that trend seems to continue here, as this game was in Seattle and the Seahawks had a commanding victory. The final score of this one was Seattle 27, Texans 19.
And now, taking a look into the next week, we have a lot of games going on. A lot of teams are playing out-of-division rivals. But I think the one game that could really shock everybody, this Giants team has been taking down powerhouse after powerhouse, and every game that they seem to have should be losing by 40, you know, they are able to etch out a win. And I think it'll be a good look against this Eagles team that, if don't mistaken, have they played them before?
The Giants have played the Eagles before, yes.
So, awfully quick to play them again, but I think it'll be another look to see if this Giants team can hold on and bounce back from last week, because that's a rough loss, giving up 33 points in the fourth quarter after giving up nothing. They literally just needed to not let them get a field goal. So I think they need to bounce back because that really could start a spiral downhill for them looking into the further weeks. Andrew, what's one game that you're looking forward to seeing?
I would probably say in the 4:25 window on Sunday, the Cowboys and Broncos. I think the Broncos are a pretty good team this year. They've been led by quarterback Bo Nix, and he's been doing really good. This is only his second year in the NFL. So I think coming off that comeback last week against the Giants, and then the Cowboys getting a dominant win over the Commanders, I think this is two teams that are coming off statement wins, and I think it's going to be fun to see how both teams show up this Sunday and who comes out with the victory.
Yeah, and then I think we got to switch it from the professionals down to college, because we had an extremely, extremely exciting week within college football. A lot of teams that played were playing ranked opponents. You had Ole Miss versus Georgia, which was a battle all the way to the end. And then we had Tennessee and Alabama play against each other, which I think was probably one of the most exciting games of the weekend. Alabama not doing as well as they wanted to last season. Looks like they're making their mark on what they used to be as a team after Nick Saban left, getting back into the top five. And I think it shows with a almost 20-point victory over this Tennessee team who has been good this year. I think it really shows that they are able to battle with the very best.
A game that I thought was the most exciting on Saturday from last week's college football action was probably the LSU and Vanderbilt game. Vanderbilt was able to get a victory against a top 10 team at the time in LSU, and they were able to win that game 31-24. And I think Vanderbilt's one of the more exciting storylines of college football. Last year they got the big win against Alabama, and they've really started to pick up some big wins and prove that they belong in the SEC.
Yeah, it kind of shows that it wasn't just a lucky win that they got. But I think one game that we should be maybe worried about for a team, this Texas A&M Aggies playing the Arkansas Razorbacks, only getting a 3-point win alongside letting up 42 points, I think is rough, being a top three team against a non-ranked opponent. I think it is very dangerous, because if they're playing any team who has a decent defense, I think that 45 points goes down to 20-some, and you are letting up 42 points against a non-ranked opponent. What happens when you go against the SEC powerhouses and the Vanderbilts and the LSUs and the Tennessees and the Bamas? It's just like a lot of these teams are extremely high powerhouses. I think there's almost 10 SEC teams within the top 25. You know, you got to still think about the Georgias and the Ole Miss and the Oklahomas. Like, a lot of these teams that are going to have to battle for that SEC championship, and giving up 42 points isn't the best look for the Aggies. I think they're able to bounce back, but I would like to see a little more out of them to really solidify them as like a top three team. But looking into the further week, Andrew, what's one college football game that you're looking forward to? I know I said this SEC, Texas A&M really has to prove themselves, and I think they get the opportunity in a number 20 LSU at 7:30. What's one that you might be looking forward to?
I would say probably the Tennessee and Kentucky game. I think that's going to be a big story. Kentucky coming off a 3-point overtime loss to Texas, who has underachieved their expectations this season, but a Tennessee team that has come off a big upset loss against Alabama. They got dominated in that game. So I think this one might be closer than people think, and I think it's going to be an interesting one to watch. But also the Missouri and Vanderbilt game, I think, is going to be a good one as well.
Yeah, if you had to predict one upset that you could see happening this week within, you know, the top 25, not necessarily like a 13-8 like the Oklahoma Ole Miss. I think that could possibly go either way. But like, if you were to give like an upset, what team do you think, you know, might be able to throw in a wrench into the top 25?
I really like UCLA. They have totally restructured their coaching staff. They've now, with their new coaching staff, have pretty much gone 3-0, if you want to look at it in that way. They're 3-4 on the season. They've put together three back-to-back dominant performances, and they have to go on the road at number 2, Indiana. But I think with this high power offense and a very electric defense, they have a chance of pulling off the upset.
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking the same thing. Definitely with that UCLA team getting Tennessee's old quarterback after not getting much play. But I also, like you were saying, this Indiana team has been on fire recently. I think it will be an extremely exciting game. And then just one prediction, just so that I can sound right, if they do win, this Michigan State team goes ahead and plays Michigan, which is going to be a super big in-state rivalry. You know, Michigan is always known for their rivalry against Ohio State, but this Michigan State one, I think, is as big of a rivalry as well. So, you know, if they do win, I will say I told you guys to put it on your parlays. But taking a look, we did have a lot of shifts in the AP poll. I think it looks like there was only one spot that stayed, which is the number one spot in Ohio State. So can you take a look at how this lineup changed?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Ohio State stays at number one. Indiana moves up to number 2. That is their highest AP ranking in school history. Texas A&M is up one spot to 3. Alabama is up 2 to number 4. And Georgia rounds out the top 5, moving up 4 spots.
Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, like when I was saying that there's a lot of SEC teams in the top 10, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 50% of the SEC is taking up the top 5. And if you want to look even lower, there's another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more teams out of the 25. So there's 11 of the 25. So they almost take up, you know, the whole top 25. And I only think they are missing what? I think South Carolina is the only SEC team not on there.
South Carolina, Kentucky. There's a couple that aren't on there.
But, I mean, as a conference, it's always been known as the Powerhouse Football Conference, but it really just shows every time the AP poll comes out. But right before we end off the show, Andrew, we had some big MLB news, which is leading up to our World Series matchup that happened. So can you give us a little cover on what happened last night?
Yeah, so last night was Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Toronto was at home, and they were able to pick up a 4-3 victory, and they win the series 4-3. And then on the National League side, the Dodgers put up a dominant performance, sweeping the Brewers in the Championship Series. Shohei Ohtani put on a dominant performance in Game 4. He pitched 6 perfect innings, and he also went 3-for-3 with 3 home runs. So this sets up a World Series matchup between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Game 1 is this Friday.
Yeah, and I mean, this Dodgers team has taken one loss all postseason, so they've had a lot of time to recover all their best players. You know, Toronto's having to go from playing on Monday to playing, you know, just 4 days later on a Friday, while this Dodgers team has been able to get a lot of rest. But usually in the postseason, that doesn't necessarily help as much depending on the team. You know, this Blue Jays team could just go on their runs. Getting that win Monday could really translate over, or they could, you know, be tired. So depending on the team and how they respond, it could either be a help to them not having as much break, or it could really hurt them. But thank you guys to listening for the show. It has been amazing talking to you guys this week. If you want to hear any past episodes, you can head over to Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere you find your podcasts. We will be back next week, 8:30, like we do always. So make sure to stay tuned for all that amazing music. I had so much fun. Andrew had a blast. It will be another week of amazing sports. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.